Be'ezras Hashem is Bochi begin Perek Shleisha Asu, the 13th chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Tumah Tzaras and Laws of Tumah Tzaras and the Sefer Torah, the Book of Purity. We will continue the theme of the previous Perek, which we discussed, that of the Tzaras as it relates to Begadim. And in this Perek, we discuss specifically regarding the Tumah of the garments as it relates to its Nega. As the Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding what are the type of garments that could become Tumah with this Nega. So, Ein Matame Ben Negoim, there is no Tumah of Negoim, Ela Bigdei Tzemer or Pishta Muvad. Specifically, it has to be garments made out of wool and linen, or the warp or the woof thread, which is the thread that's done either in the length or the width when it's on a loom of wool or linen, or all leather vessels, ben kosher ben rach, whether it's hard or it's soft. But that's the only items that have the halacha of tumas of negom of a beged. Now, afa'ur hatzavu b'dei shemem mitam begadim, even colored leather. If it was colored naturally, has tumah of negoim. In contrast, if it was dyed by a human being, then it would not have a tumah of negoim. In the previous parak, we had said that regarding wool and linen, it's going to become tumah only if it's white, not if it has another color, even if it's naturally that color. But in contrast, Rambam is saying, but leather will have the tumah of negoim, even if it's colored, but on condition that it was naturally that way. Now, v'halavadim, regarding felt, which is wool that's not spun, but rather it's pressed until the pieces connect, that's kabagadim, that is the same halachic status as a garment, u'metam negoim will have tumah of anega. V'ho'aholim metam negoim, and also an oil, a tent itself, a canopy, is metam negoim, bein shayishal tzemer, pishtim, whether it's out of the two items that we mentioned of wool and linen, or bein shayishal, whether it's made out of leather, but it has to be one of those three items, wool, linen, or the skin of an animal, what's known as leather. Halacha beis, kol abagadim shaltem apishtim mitam negoim. Now, all garments of wool and linen contaminate from a nega, chutz mibigdegoim, except if it's a garment of a Gentile. Now, halakher abagadim negoim, if someone buys a garment from a Gentile, you look at it like as if it's in its initial state. Meaning, if it had developed a nega before the Jew bought it, you qualify it right now as if it started right now. And hence, if it has one, then you would give it all the halachas of the tumah of negoim. So although when it's owned by the Gentile, it doesn't, but now when it's bought by the Jew, it actually would have the halacha of negoim. Begachu klaim in a tzemen umin apishtim, a garment that's a forbidden mixture of wool and linen, matam negoim, even though it's forbidden to wear, it would have the halacha of tumas negoim. Halacha gimel. Tzemer gemalim mitzemer chelim. When we say wool, we mean the wool of sheep. If one has the wool of camels together with the wool of sheep, which was spun one with the other, so if most of the wool is from camels, it's not going to have tumah of negoim. But if the majority is from the wool of sheep, then it's going to have the tumah of negoim. Let's say if it's 50-50, then it will have the tumah of negoim because ultimately the wool of the sheep is not nullified in any other majority because there is no majority. But then same thing applies, but pishtun mekambas. Let's say you have a mixture of flax, linen, and hemp, which grows in the field and similar to linen, it's just a different type of a growth. Shaturaf and zebezeh, if they would mix one with the other, has the same halacha go on the majority. Now, v'rochel bas eiz, if there's a sheep, but it's actually the daughter of a goat, in atzem shalom etam negoim, it does not have the quality of sheep's wool and will not have the tumah of negoim. Beged, if you have a garment, shishye pishton, if the longitudinal, if the warp thread was linen, the edbay kambus, now the woof, which is that which gets intermingled, as any weave has threads going north to south and east to west. So if one of the threads were the ones that was good, meaning they have tumas negoim of pishtun, but the edbay, the other one is kambus, or the other way, shisi kambus for every pishtun, or let's say the warp threads were hemp and the woof threads were linen, in the time of negoim will not have a tumah of negoim. And the same thing would be if, let's say, one of those two types of threads was either wool and linen, which could have tumas negoim, and the rest is these goats here or things similar like that, which are not one of these two/three items that could have tumas negoim, well, then it's not going to have a tumah of negoim. Halach Dal continues qualifying the third item that we mentioned. We have wool and linen, and we had also that regarding leather. So, ha'oyer, the hide of an animal, she'inma ubud, which was not tanned, which is a certain process that makes it into leather. That's not how naturally the hide, which is the skin of an animal, is. So if it wasn't tanned, it wasn't worked through to make hard into like a leather jacket, in the metam of the gum, that's not going to have a tumah of the gum. It's not yet qualified as a garment. And mechino or shogolim. So let's say you have the skin of the animal that's a clump, couldn't trust him in the kelim before. It's just you never made any vessel out of it. It's just the actual skin. Ain't the b'tamim in the gum. It's not going to be tuma of the gum of a garment. Krishna says in the pasuk in the yikud kalihar. It's not just leather. It has to be a leather vessel, a leather garment, which is not that. And chol kalihar. But however, any leather vessel, bein shutaim, whether if it's just flat, bein mekablaim, whether it's a receptacle, koshim, whatever it is, b'tamim in the gum, that would have a tuma of the gum. Halacha hey, now oiris chayy shabayam, the hide of a sea animal. Ain matam of the gum, that does not matam of the gum, specifically the leather of a land creature. Now, chibulahem na gadol ba'aretz, but if let's you connect it to that leather from a sea animal, you connect it from that of an animal that grows, that crawls on the earth, afil chute meshicha, shal temoy pishnam, or even if it's just a strand or a string of wool linen, or behem v'chayim ha'ubadim koshu, or let's say it's the leather of a domestic or wild animal that was tanned even a little bit, which those are the three types, va'asim ha'kem make vessels from them, Mitam in the Goyim. The whole garment's gonna have tumah in the Goyim, even though the majority is this other thing, as long as you connect that, meaning even though it's a chayish bayam, if you connect that from that which grows on the ground or one of the other types, Mitam in the Goyim is gonna have tumah in the Goyim. But vahu shicher blenu loy, but as long as you connect it to it, keder chiburi begod mitumah, just like you connect the way garments are connected for the laws of tumah, which means to say it cannot have less than two stitches, because regarding the halacha of contracting tumah, a connection of at least two threads would qualify the two garments as one. Which if you touch one side, the whole garment becomes tummy. That's what you have to have with the string or the strand that's connected. Then it would make it into a garment that has one of the three types acceptable to tumah of negoim, and it's going to have the tumah of negoim. Halacha vav kol kli haroi lihistami b'shar tumas. Any vessel that's fit to have susceptibility to any of the other tumas that they are, for example, being touched by a sheretz or by tmei meis, so avav pishen mistame b'midrash hazav. Although it's not qualified as a susceptible element for the medrash of a zav, which is when a zav, a man who has a discharge from his male organ, which it's when he pushes his body weight, it's not going to have this thing. Will not be mekabel tumah. Now that's initially nasal mishka b'lemishav. That's because that item was not made into a bed or into a chair. So, but it still has, it's still a vessel to have tumah of all other things, like tumah sheretz. So then that item, harizim, it's considered garment. Harizim etam negoim, that will have the tumah of negoim. Kugoyim, for example, kela shel tzvino, a sail of a boat, which is not something meant to be sat on, so it's not going to tumah zav, but it's still considered as an item, as a kli, and therefore it's going to have a tumah of other tumahs, like touched by sheretz, and so to regarding the tumah of negoim. So to vaparech is a curtain over shavish al svacha, which is that there's like a thin kerchief that women spread on their face, which is connected to the hat that they put on their head, or mitpachay svarim, or mantle of a sefer, vaavnate, or belt, or tzuis mindel, or shoestrings, besandal, and sandals, if sheish b'mirich of a gris, as long as it has the width of a gris, which is the minimum measurement of having a tum of nega, sare elu, all these items, v'chol k'yitzbem, or anything that's similar to that, what we just described, armatam negam would have a tum of negam. And main tzachlam, you don't have to say shaharkim, all other vessels, k'gan k'adam, k'sasas, like pillows and cushions, for sure they can have a tum of negam. Hachemes, a flask, v'haturmal, which is a type of a backpack that shepherds would keep their stuff in there. So nirin kedarkum, we look at them in their normal way, meaning there's places that it's folded over. So the place where it's folded over, it's not mitama because it's not visible, because you look at it as is, you don't unfold it. And moreover, the nega, which one of the signs of tumah when it expands, it can expand from the outside in or from the inside out. The reason for that is, although generally say the expansion only inside to out, but sometimes they invert it, and sometimes outside could be in and inside could be out, so therefore either way it expands, it's going to have that locha of pisui, of expansion. And same thing is regarding all other types of leather vessels that are two-sided, would have the same halacha because it could be inverted, so either one could be considered as expanding outward. Halacha zayin, sudden hamukumat, regarding a sheet that's creased, there, mafshitnes kumat, but then you do spread out its creases, throwing this nigga and you look at it like that to see what's visible, to have the locha of tumas nagun. Halacha ches continues regarding, we said, not even a garment, but even just for shasiva eriv, which are the threads that are the warp and woof, even that would have the halacha of tumas nagun. So hashasiva eriv, regarding the warp and the woof thread, bein shel tzemer, bein shel pishn, whether it's from wool, whether from linen, metam nagun, miyad mishitabu. They also have tumas nagun immediately when they're spun. And this is in contrast to garments that we spoke about. Even if the linen was not whitened, and there was not, they didn't soak the wool, right away when it's spun, it has this tumah as the Pesukim mentioned, is of Nagoyim. Now, Vakami Yiba Pekash Shal Tavli, how much does have to be in the ball of the spun wool or the spun thread? Which the Tam of Nagoyim that it's going to have a Tumah of Nagoyim. Is Kedei Lergman if you have enough to weave from that thread, Shalash Al Shalash Shasiva Erev, 3x3 finger breadths of the longitudinal and the latitudinal threads. And Bein Shaisa Kula Shasi, Bein Shaisa Kula Erev, and whether it's all was Shasi warp thread, whether it's all wolf thread, as long as you have enough to weave 3x3. Now, Hoysa Pekas Mukubetzes Mechut Mesukim. Now, but let's say the ball of thread was actually gathered from a bunch of separate threads, and they're not tied together. They're just laying one on the other. Then in the Tumah of Nagoyim, that will not have the Tumah of Nagoyim. Locha Tes, Shtei Pakiyus. Let's say there's two balls of threads. Hama'udah Zul Zubachut. And these two balls of thread are connected with a thread. Or V'chein Eshasi. Or so too, you have the warp thread. Shemiktsasei Lofef Alakavet Alyana. Some of it is wrapped over the upper bar. Where in a loom, you have that the warp thread is on the upper bar, and then it's stretched out on the lower bar, and then you have the woof thread that goes in between, and that's how you go back and forth. That's how you make a garment, by weaving it back and forth. So if you have this warp thread, that some of it is wrapped ala kavir al-yon on the upper bar, and some of it is wrapped on the lower bar, which these are really two separate entities, and so too, where in Mishnaic times, they would make their garments from two different parts. And that's actually why it's called a chaluk, from the word chelik. One part would hang in front of the person, and the second one behind them. And they would connect the two parts with a string or a strap. Now, the weave makes the two parts connected, and it retains the strip of the warp thread separately. It's hanging, and the one who buys it cuts it off and separates it. So if we have these two parts of the garment, again, which one part is in the front, one in the back, where they're connected with one thread, so essentially these things that we're mentioning, they're considered as different entities, but they're connected with one thread. Now you see nega one of them, again, whether one of these two balls of thread, or whether one of these the bars that you have the warp thread over it, or regarding these two parts of the garment, and you see the neg on one of them, Hasheni tar, the second one's going to be tar, Alpha b'shechud echad mechabim them, even though you have one thread that's connecting them. As we said before, you need to have these two threads that are connecting them often to make it into one thing. Nira ha-nega b'nefesh ha-maseches. Let's say the nega is seen in what's called the nefesh, the soul of the maseches, which is the mesach of the weaving loom, which is the weaving, as we mentioned before, has shasi, the warp threads, and eriv. And that's called maseches. Now, the nefesh of the maseches is the woof thread that one weaves by in between the warp threads, but it's not yet connected so tightly to be a weave, what's called the arig. Now, then subsequently, the one who's weaving bangs on it with a special tool, and that makes it connected to the rest of the garment that was already woven, making it part of the garment. So it's called nefesh because it's found in the shasi, in the warp threads, and it tightens it like a soul that's in the body, and it keeps it together. So if you see a nega in the nefesh ha-maseches, uva shasi oimid, and on the shasi that's ready, meaning you have the warp threads that are stretched out in this weaving loom that's ready to be woven, even if part of the nega is in the garment, and part of it, meaning in other words, in the nefesh ha-maseches, which is already part of the woven part, and miktsas ha-bishasi, and some of it is in the warp thread that's ready to become part of that, but because it hasn't been woven in with the woof thread in between it, hareiz ha-tamei, then it's going to be tamei. But nir ha-nega b'shasi o'im l'badu, but if let's say the nega is only on the warp thread that's ready to be woven into, then ha'arig tar. Then the weave part is going to be tar. And near ba'arig levade, and if it's on the weave part, meaning even the nefesh ha-maseches, which is essentially the part that you weave in, which is the eriv, ha-shasiyo emitar, then the warp thread that's ready to be woven is going to be tar. It's only what we said if it's on both of them. Now, near ba'sadin, if one sees a nega on a blanket, so then surface and nimin, you burn the strands that hang out of the blanket. But near Benimin, if you see the nega on the strands that hang out, hasadin tar, the blanket's not secondary to that, and the blanket would be tar. Pasam and Animin Lasadin, let's say the nega spreads from the strands to the blanket, then Hasadin Tame, then the blanket's going to be Tame. Halachayud, choluk shenirba nega. If there's a cloak that one has sees a nega on it, Matzalasi imriya shibai. You could save the borders, because on the edge of the cloak, they would stitch like a thick piece of garment or a piece of gold that they would stitch on the end as an adornment. Where afilahisa imriya tzemer pishim, and even if the border was wool or linen, which are usually susceptible, matzilav in the surface, it's saved and it doesn't get burned because it's considered something independent from the garment. Halachi Lav continues regarding what happens if a garment that's tame because of a nega gets mixed in with other garments that are tar. So begin muzgar, if there's a garment that was quarantined, should tzavoy or machar lekay, if it was dyed or sold to a Gentile, so tar, it's going to be tar. The reason for that is because right now it's not fit to be tame, because as we said, it has to be either white or has to be owned by a Jew. So even though when that happened, it was fit, but right now it's not, so therefore that would make it PR. Same thing if it would get mixed into other garments. Kulam tarim, the old can be considered as tar because each one is a suffix if it had a nega, and this is before it was confirmed, it wasn't huchlet yet, and a suffix of a negaim in such a situation was not declared as a status of tumma, so it retains its tahara leanly. Ketzatze, let's say they cut up the garment, vasal muchen, and they made strands that apoches meshalosh al shalosh, less than 3 by 3 finger breadths, which is the minimum for a nega in the baggage, so tar, it's going to be tar. And therefore, matban yase, although that of a nega which you're not allowed to, then you'll have benefit from it. Now, but hoisman achas shalosh al shalosh v'nidav a nega. But let's say there was one strip that did have a 3 by 3 finger breadth, and you see a nega on that, he levad the tamei. Only that part will be considered as tamei. Lachid base beged muchlet. But in contrast, let's say you have a garment that was already confirmed as tumas of nega in a beged. Shenisar b'chem that got mixed with other garments and kulam tamei. The old garment considered as tamei b'yisar for, and they have to get burnt. I feel echad become a lover, even one of many thousands. And the reason for that is because once it already has been established as tumah, the suffix is going to be tamei. We're not going to say that it's bought the b'rive. And b'chem miktzatz of asam muchen. So even if you cut into strips and you made it into these small little pieces, adim tamei and b'asban yasim, they're going to be considered as tamei, and they're going to be forbidden to have benefit because the fact that it was already confirmed as a neg of tzras does not remove it when you change it into lesser pieces. Lachi Gimel qualifies that the tumma of an egg of a beged is one of the avhatumas. Echad beged, whether it's a garment, a kli oir, or a leather vessel, or shasi, or ativ, or let's say, we said, when you have just even the longitudinal or latitudinal threads, hamuzgur, whether it was just quarantine, or hamukhla was confirmed, le'in yutumma, we're going to lose of tumma, hadehu avma avois hatumas, these begadim are considered as from the primary categories of tumma. Like a person that's a mitzayra, for all halachas that we consider as an avatoma, which is metama b'maga b'mas of a bia, contaminates by touching it or by causing something to move or by entering into oil into a house. Loisim mishkan meishiv makes what it lays on or it sits on as tumas mishkan meishiv. I feel even what's beneath the stone. Kitzet hasos Ram illustrates. If you have a begim menuga, if you have a garment that has a nega, or shasi or ativ, or kli or hamenugan, or whether it's the warp or the woof thread, or a leather vessel that has a nega, shehechdis mehema filikizayis lebayis tar, that you put in just an olive-sized piece of that garment into a pure house, nit mokolash lebayis, everything in the house becomes tummy. Bein odem mekelim, whether it's a person, whether it's vessels, v'nasu kulam rishon tumah, they all become a derivative of an avatuma. V'chein so to mishka b'moshav, hamenunach tachas eben, so if there's a bed or a chair that's beneath a stone, you put even just an olive-sized piece of that beged that is a nega on top of the stone. The bed or the chair that's beneath the stone, which is a halacha of mishkav meishav, is also going to become tameh. Halachi daled matlis. If there's a rag shesh b'shalosh al shalosh that has 3 by 3 finger breadths, alfi b'shem kizayis, even if it doesn't even have the size of an olive, kiyemish nechlas ruba lebayis tar. Once a majority of it goes into a house that's tar, tamato, it's going to make it tameh. Now, are you b'kama zaysim? But let's say it had many olive-sized pieces in this rag. Once an olive-sized piece of it goes into a house that's pure, nitma becomes tame. Now, afa pishkol shirin halachal mesh mesinai. Although all these measurements are halachal mesh mesinai, they're oral tradition. But harei oimer, there's a pasuk that says l'chol nega hatzeras. For every nega of tzeras will anosek, which is another type of nega, will tzeras habeged will abayis, and for tzeras of the garment of the house. So we see from this pasuk hikash negi adam le negi begadim uvatim. It's comparing in the same pasuk negam on a person, negam on a garment and a house, and v'hishva mitzray lemeis. And we also equate a mitzray to a dead person. Shneim like says in the pasuk that Moshe was davening for Miriam had tzeras al nosi kemeis, that she should not be like a dead person. So we learn that mes is compared to nega of a person, and nega of a person compared to that of a garment, which what we're discussing. To tell you, maha mes begazayis, just like a dead person contaminates the size of an olive, afel begazayis, so to all these things, including that of a nega of a beggar, is going to contaminate the size of an olive. halachat ezvav, begodim hamnagon, regarding a garment that has a nega, meshalcham oisim chutz leir, you send those garments out of the city, and it's bein shahisim mekeves chayma, bein shahin mekeves, whether it was a walled city, whether it was not a walled city, where vezech chayma begodim hamnagon, that's a stringency that you have by garments that have a nega from that of a person, because we had said in Perek Yud that a person who has a nega is only sent out of the city if it was a walled city. If not, that's not. In contrast, over here, the garment that has a nega is sent out of the city, whether it's walled or whether it's not.